Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Up next on Relevant Radio, the Lydia Lococo Show. Real faith, real life from the studio at St. Camillus. It's brought to you by Kelman Restoration. Now, here's Lydia.
Welcome. You are tuning in to the Lydia Lococo Show on Relevant Radio. So here I have asked, I thought, now, who should I ask for the first summer show? And I thought of something that is important to me that I want to promote and that I don't think many people know about, and that is the Jesuit Retreat House. So I am sitting with Father Chris Manahan. Hello, Father Chris.
Hello.
Who is a Jesuit and the relatively new director. Is that your title?
Yes, director since January 1.
You look a little stunned even to say it out loud, Father. So I don't have the usual bio in front of me, Father, so I love to get to know people, and I don't know how well known you are in the community. So why don't you tell us how you arrived sitting in front of a microphone on a local show promoting the retreat house. How do we get you here?
Well, I appreciate the invitation, first of all. That got me here. But as far as coming into the Jesuits, I entered later in life. I was 37 years old after being in the newspaper business since graduating from the University of Minnesota. Worked at a couple of daily newspapers. And then in 1991, started to think about perhaps I'd reached the goals I'd set for myself in college and said, do I want to keep doing this for 30, 35 more years?
And you said, this is success, right? This is what I wanted, right?
That's exactly. I was living at a nice place by a golf course. I was able to travel, and I was heading up a newsroom, which those were the goals I had.
And yet somehow,
what I noticed is I didn't want to have my work become so much a part of my life, and the balance wasn't there. And fortunately for me, I have a brother, Tom, 2 years older, who entered the Jesuits in 1985. And so when I started to look at what happened to him over a period of years, I was impressed. So I thought, well, maybe a vocation, religious vocation, would help restore that balance. I also had been volunteering at a local grade school during the day, since I was working more on deadline at the newspaper, and I liked that. So I thought, well, maybe it's just a change in field. So I went back to school to get a teaching degree, took a leave of absence from the newspaper, and for those 2 years worked with my parish priest in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which was where I was working, and started to discern, you know, where do I go next? And by the end of those 2 years, 1993, I entered the Jesuits.
Wow. And your brother is Father Tom Manahan, yeah, at Marquette University High School.
Yes, here in Milwaukee.
Who was principal or president?
He was president for two years and then stayed on the faculty, mm-hmm, after that. And
now
still
he does
is
all the pastoral ministry there,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a
institution, yeah,
and is the warmest, most loving. Boy, if you had a problem, I would think, you know, he'd be somebody very pastoral, that not just an administrator. That's a whole other show, but that's a real temptation. You know, these priests have, diocesan priests have so much responsibility,
very
and they
much
come out,
yeah,
really quick, and, you know, 3 years you're a pastor and you've got two parishes, and it is very difficult, A, for them to make sure they always have time for people, but B, to get that pastoral experience. Okay, so you're a Jesuit, which takes how long, Father?
For me, it was 10 years from the time I entered to the time of ordination in 2003. And from there, I went to the Rosebud Indian Reservation in South Dakota, mm-hmm, as a pastor, and stayed there for a little over 2 years. Did my final stage of formation for, okay, about a year in Philippines and India, working with Jesuits there.
Wow.
Which was a good experience to see the wider...
It's a big church, right?
Jesuit, yeah.
That's what I've heard. I've heard God's big.
Yeah.
It's really big.
Yeah, more than we can imagine.
More than we,
yeah,
can imagine.
And then that's when I was asked whether I wanted to work with novices, guys who have entered the society and are spending 2 years before making vows to learn about the society and work in their spiritual growth.
Okay.
And so for 8 years, I was in St. Paul, Minnesota, working on the staff of the Jesuit novitiate, and that's where from where I come to.
And what, the phone rang and they said, "How you want to run our retreat center?"
It comes in an email.
Oh, come on, just like that.
Yes,
though, out of the blue.
Yes, there's a discussion that precedes it with the province and the provincial talking to you about what the needs are, and then asking me, you know, how are you able to serve us?
What a great story. So if you're just tuning in, this is the Lydia Lococo Show, and we're talking with Father Chris Manahan, who's the director of the Jesuit Retreat House, which is located in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So you get the email. You say yes to the Lord. I'll pack my bags, Lord. I'll put them in a car. I'll drive to Oshkosh, Wisconsin?
Yes. I'd been there on retreat before.
Sure.
And as a novice in my second year, I'd met Father Dick McCaslin and Sister Marie Schwann because I worked there for 5 months as a novice just to get a sense of the Jesuit work. And that was a very good experience.
For people who are listening who have never been, which is the 90% of the people listening have never been there. So when you got there, it's a sprawling, well-established, well-loved retreat center.
Yes, it's on 23 acres on the west shore of Lake Winnebago.
It's gorgeous.
About 2,000 feet of shoreline and beautiful trees, grounds.
Nature, birds, trails.
Everything you'd hope for.
Everything you'd think. And I just always think behind the altar is all, how tall is that glass?
Yeah. Oh, it's probably about 12 feet.
So you look out behind as you're at Mass onto the
lake. Have three places in the retreat house where you get a 180 degree sense of the outdoors. One is the chapel, St. Ignatius Chapel, and then the dining room where you have all your meals, and then the lounge where you can relax and
there's too many things to talk about because I find this so interesting, but we're gonna talk about what a retreat is because you can't assume that everybody knows what a retreat is, and then we're going to specifically speak to the Jesuit Retreat House. But I'm still on your story. So you get there, and while it's very loved and is an institution in many parishes for men to have a retreat day, let's say St. Mary's Elm Grove, the guy gets up at the podium every year. It's Rob Lauer, I can tell you, because, you know, I sit in the same spot every year in church. I love the minutiae of parish life, and part of the minutiae is, okay, it's time to go on our retreat every year. And I bet St. Mary's almost fills up one.
Yes.
Close.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is a time-honored, wonderful habit and tradition and discipline of many Catholics to make an annual retreat, to go away. These are silent retreats, and we'll talk about what happens, the schedule. I think they kind of went out a little bit of vogue maybe for a while, but boy, I think there's a resurgence. Do you see it? Do you think that people are...
I think
we
see it in our website, the JesuitRetreatHouse.org website. Catches people who don't have the tradition or maybe the stability of, saying, a parish that they are very familiar with, the people who are there who invite them to come on a retreat. Our website now provides those who just type in quiet prayer.
Oh, wow.
Silence.
All those Google words, right?
Those Google words will often bring up the retreat house, and then they have a chance to weigh, based on the web page information, whether this might be something for them. That's where some of the new people are coming from. But it's the coordinators that we have for each retreat group.
Cheerleaders that, kind of people.
Yes, and the retreatants who've been there. The conversations that they have with coworkers or friends, family, those are really the conversations that bring most people there.
Well, I was sharing with Father, and I mean, to say this and expose myself is embarrassing, but it's true. I didn't grow up around any Jesuits, don't know. I married someone who was educated by Jesuits. My son, who's studying in Rome, told me he didn't realize that he'd been educated by Jesuits in high school, and then when he went to college seminary, they sent him to Loyola, and then now he's at the Gregorian. So he goes, it didn't occur to me. I've been studying with Jesuits my whole life. But I was suspicious is not a fair word, but I was a little, I had been on Opus Dei retreats. I had been on retreats in college and high school, but I didn't have any acquaintance with the Jesuits. And I'm like, maybe they do a totally different thing and I'm going to get out there. And I was laughing to myself because it's based on St. Ignatius. And it was the exact schedule of the Opus Dei retreats that I had known. It was silent. You arrived, you unpacked, you got a room. There, you went to a common room. You began silence. They gave you an introduction. You were silent the whole time, I think, at the Jesuit retreat house, if you would like in the evening, if you
after
just
dinner,
can't do the silence.
There's a conversation
right.
period for those who want to stay mm-hmm. near the dining room.
Right,
lounge.
And they stay in a certain area and talk, but if you otherwise, you go back to your room. And it's, you know, it's scheduled talks, mass, opportunities for confession. We led rosaries that we walked, and the grounds was gorgeous and did rosary. What am I forgetting that's in a course of a day?
Each weekend retreat has a retreat director who gives retreat talks of about a half hour Thursday night, and then four times Friday, four times Saturday, two times on Sunday morning before Mass. Those retreat talks are there to guide a retreatant or to give the kind of information or inspiration that might be helpful in their prayer. But the retreat directors often say, this retreat is between you and God.
Right.
And that's why the silence is so important, because we don't have that silence very often in most of our lives.
And I would say, you know, there's always a yin-yang. I would say people are just thirsty for it now. And you are seeing a resurgence of people who are interested in retreats. I guess I invited Father because I really wanted, you know, I'm put my money where my mouth is, and I really think it's an amazing experience. Although I sometimes wonder, I mean, I hope you don't think, I mean, I know personally if I sit down and you kind of rest into the whole weekend, I know we must look like we're absolutely falling apart. You know what I mean? But you're so wound for the rest of your life. You're so in control. Mm-hmm. And I think you bury so many things, issues and worries about children, and that when you go and you actually stop for a long period of time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament and you pray, you can just totally, you have the time to just totally dig down deep and become a little unwound in a good way. How about
that? Yes, very much. And many retreatants say it takes them until, say, Friday evening mm-hmm. to feel like they've completely unwound from what had been going on in their lives up to that point.
So, and if you just don't know what a retreat is, so then you sit for meals, but it's all in silence, and they have a little block of wood that you can turn to show if you want coffee. The food is excellent. I will say one difference from this retreat and other retreats I've been on is they leave out, okay, I said it, cookies?
Yes, 24/7.
Cocoa?
Cookies. Yeah.
And hot tea. Now, I'm just sharing with you. If you don't think it makes a difference, it does. It's great, right? People must talk about it.
I think the food, and then also now with the surroundings and the environment that the retreats are in, they're all meant to feed, no pun intended,
right,
feed the atmosphere of people can relax.
Warmth.
Not worry about bussing dishes,
no.
doing dishes.
And for mothers who stayed at home with little children, that may be the only time the whole year they yes. don't clean the table off. And, you know, mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to say is, so you came back to your story. You came in. And how soon afterwards did you start a big renovation?
When I came in, it was Labor Day of 2014. The renovation had already been going on for 2 years, and then it finished January 1, 2015. Our first retreat in January is when we started to use the new building. And the new building now is 60 private bedrooms with baths and a couple of lounges and a screened-in porch. A lot of places for people to pray or sit
and be
and
alone.
Read. And a new chapel of the Annunciation, which is a prayer chapel that people have enjoyed a lot.
There's a lot of spiritual books. Little things like you can sit at the window in the lounge area, sit at the window looking out. It's silent. No one's talking to you, and they have headphones. You can just put some beautiful music on and watch the birds. The other thing I'd like to say before we talk about schedule, because I want to get to the schedule, you would think, well, you have to go in the fall or you have to go in the summer. The summer is beautiful to walk around and the fall is so beautiful. The starkness of the winter is so beautiful out there.
The silence is very different in the wintertime.
It's very...
It has a quality of its
own.
Oh,
I'm a little torn about when I would rather go. It's just lovely. Father, talk to us. Okay, first of all, give the website. What is the website?
www.jesuitretreathouse.org.
Okay, www.jesuitretreathouse.org, and it's in Oshkosh. Now, one reason I'm doing this show in June is because in the summer they have directed private retreats. But the typical preached retreat that you're thinking of where you go from a Thursday to a Sunday begin when?
September, and they continue till May.
Now, folks, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, these book up.
Yes.
You cannot say that I did not give you fair warning. It's why I didn't wait till the fall, because I thought, you know what, if people want to go on a retreat, and we want every single retreat filled, and we want every single seat filled in every retreat. And if maybe you've never gone and you want to get a group together, I would sincerely suggest get your group, go on their website. It'll say for men, it'll say for women, and then it will have Thursday through Sunday led by a priest. You do have some that are led by lay men and women, right?
Yes, lay people, and then also women religious. Sisters are sometimes.
So you can pick, you can look at the bios. They get that people are picky and they, I want this person, or it doesn't really matter because it's your time with the Lord. And if you go and a lay person who is obviously trained in leading mm-hmm. retreats, you'll obviously have access to a priest for confession and there's
yes.
mass.
In between the retreat talks, there's time set aside. So if you want to talk to a staff member, and there's three Jesuits and a sister of Notre Dame that are on the staff now, or the visiting retreat director who's giving the retreat. We're all available for 15-minute conferences.
I'm a curmudgeon. We have 2 minutes. I'm a curmudgeon and a naysayer, and I was the first one that said, oh, for goodness sakes, they don't need to redo this. This is beautiful. The renovation is stunning. And it does make a difference. It's lovely. And it enhances the experience. And all the people that gave money, I want to say thank you. If you have 1 minute, Father, what do you want to leave people with? Or anything we might have forgotten not to share about how wonderful the experience is?
Well, the retreats are based on Ignatian spirituality, St. Ignatius of Loyola. And that always focuses on how God is active in the world and in each of our lives, and the retreat gives you time to notice that and reflect upon it, have gratitude, have time to ask God to be more active if there are times when you're having difficulty. But that's the Ignatian spirituality, is always looking for God, your experience of God, and the retreat silence and the talks that go with it help you do that. So I'd encourage people to give that time, because that's how we don't want to let things go unnoticed when God's giving them to us.
Well, I'm sitting here, I'm looking, they have hard copy materials, but you can go online. I think now is the Lord speaking to people and saying they start in the fall. I'm telling you, they do book. Go ahead, try it if you've never done it. If you're scared, call me. I'll call you back, and I'll tell you all about it. It's wonderful. It's on my list of things to do right away in June, is to get on the schedule. And Father, thank you so much for coming and sharing.
You're welcome.
The
lady.
Gift that you are, and thank you for saying yes when they asked you if you would be director.
You're welcome. It's been a joy.